Join a global community and be part of the debate with the BBC.
At bbcnews.com, you can get local five-day weather forecasts for just about any city on the planet and detailed area forecasts for 12 regions of the world. bbcnews.com.
Now.
Don't touch that guy.
Get rid of it.
It's too close.
I think it would be a good idea if everybody turned off their radios.
That's right. A radio station.
We chew and spit you out.
I won't be ignored.
And inside, my DJ friend is waiting to take us on a magical adventure.
Be prepared to help him. Down through the years, it has taken intelligence, courage, and a straightforward attitude to deal with such a delicate matter.
That's right.
F-word it all. That's right.
Don't be anxious.
Oh, fine. Take the Tylenol. As if that'll be enough.
Your DJ has only just begun.
Let's go.
Listen for the messages that are applicable to you.
Thrown together in a meaningless jumble.
Right now, we're in segment one, the introduction.
Yes, that's what we're here for.
Are you ready to begin?
The importance of listening cannot be underestimated.
And yet a tremendous amount of work remains to be done.
Welcome to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Everything a bit awry in the studio right now. Today, we're going to be looking at a project from ubuweb.com, which we turn to every now and then for inspiration and radio art, audio art, that sort of thing. And an introduction from Damon Krukowski, who has curated disc 2 in the features called Music Overheard. Art can predict technology. Jules Verne was the first to launch a ship underwater. And Mélisse traveled to the moon long before Apollo 8 and slaughtered that name. Perhaps this is even a logical necessity. After all, without conceiving of something first, how could anyone invent it? But Supervision, the inaugural exhibition for the ICA Boston's new building, is more interested in the inverse of that relationship. The question posed, says curator Nicholas Baum, and in his essay for the show's catalog, is how artists have responded to and interpreted the changing nature of visuality in the emerging digital era. And to answer that question, a Supervision gathers work executed almost exclusively in traditional pre-digital media, painting, sculpture, photographs, film. It is not a futuristic or speculative work. It does not ask the work to predict technological times to come. Rather, Supervision measures the technological times we are in by their warp and pull on the art that already is. In constructing an audio response, you could call it a soundtrack to Supervision, I followed this lead. Rather than look to the latest computer-based electronica, the futuristic sounds of tomorrow, I wanted to gather work made by traditional means, which would not have been possible outside today's digital audio environment. Thus, CD1 poses the question, what happens to the sounds of acoustic instruments? Once musicians are familiar with the tools and techniques of electronic music, and two, CD2 asks a related question about our instrument, the body, instrument. How do we hear the body's sounds now that technology has given us superhuman ears? The title, Music Overheard, is a term from anthropologist Christine R. Yano's study of Japanese Enka, Tears of Longing, there. She uses it to describe the music we cannot help but absorb as members of a given culture, even if we never choose to listen to it. In the same manner, it I feel that musicians and artists on these CDs have thoroughly absorbed our current technological relationship to audio. Even as they continue to focus on our most ancient sound makers, the instrument and the body, or given the approach many of these musicians and artists take, we might say the instrument as body, the body as instrument. Hearing from disc 2 in the background, even now, a track called ZZZ by Leif Elgren and Thomas Liljenberg. And let's hear a track from People Like Us now, shall we? This one's called Hay Fever. Vicky Bennett there, and that's also from Music Overheard, CD number 2, curated by Kenneth Goldsmith. More can be found at ubu.com, ubu.com/sound/mo.html. And interesting sound art project, People Like Us there, Vicky Bennett, who records under People Like Us, the name People Like Us. It says here, her audio piece is audio verite piece of the tradition of R. Murray Schafer's World Soundscape Project, which attempted to theorize acoustic ecology in the 60s and 70s, but Vicky Bennett, who records under the name People Like Us, personalizes and embodies the devastating consequences of our untheorized, polluted environmental space using an odd mix of hay fever, pollen, and ambient media, giving us something that's closer to Julian Moore in Todd Haynes' Safe than to the lofty aspirations of Schafer. I'm not sure I follow all that, but maybe you will. There's a lot of reading to be done through this project, and we are hearing a track in the background right now from CD1, Island of Hammers, and Dumb as an... in brackets, there. Chris Corsano percussion, recorded by Chris Corsano. Chris Corsano has quickly emerged as the go-to drummer for all music's defying definition. He brings formidable power and elegance to the kit and has, like fellow percussionists Sean Meehan and Lee Kwan Nin, developed a hitherto unheard approach to drumming and its role in ensemble and solo settings. This track, the detailed list of instruments used in this piece includes a alto sax mouthpiece connected to tub to shower attachment nozzle connected to funnel, street cleaner bristles, snare drum, finger cymbals, a butter knife. All are employed to produce a piece that feels joyfully unhinged. It is no surprise, however, that close listening reveals Corsano's command of his self-inflicted chaos, a signature in all of his work. So, Island of Hammers from Chris Corsano. Still listening to the Supervision compilation from Ubu Web. The Body as Sound Factory. Disc number one there, and we're hearing Christoph Magone in the background now, which has an interesting story behind it. I'll check this out. Well, on first listen to Christoph Magone's Crackers right now, you might think you're listening to a garden variety of computer glitch works until you become aware that the source material for the piece is the cracking of human bones. In all three pieces, the procedural knowledge is not contingent on the success of the piece, for they are all gorgeous, rather once you know, another layer of complexity is added. to CD 1 of Music Overheard, edited by Damon Krukowski there. Curated by Bob Rainey, and this is Bob Rainey's soprano saxophone. And a track called Fold Out. And coming up, a track from Disc 2, once again, the Body Sounds CD, which is the one I'm drawn to more for some reason. That's just kind of the way I am. Memento Mori by Matmos coming up here. And we'll tell you about this track a little bit. Use of microtones, multiphonics, and multi-timbral techniques brings forth a palette of electronic-sounding elements reminiscent of feedback, modulated filters, and tape edits. But the melodic and timbral fluidity of this piece are unmistakably driven by a more traditional musician-instrument relationship. Rainey has always adamantly opposed purely technical readings of his music, and the sometimes pure medieval qualities of this track help direct attention away from the mechanics of its production and towards the more oblique mysteries revealed in its unfolding. And I'm just talking all over it. So there you go. Might make him very happy. You never know. With the next track, Memento Mori, by Matmos, who we know from, Reputation and whatnot, is composed entirely from samples of human skull, goat spine, and connective tissue and artificial teeth. M.C. Schmidt, human skull, goat spine, teeth, mix, and Drew Daniel with sampling and sequencing and digital editing and effects, and courtesy of Matador Records. We know about that. So let me see here. Well, there's more information that might be interesting to get onto. But the track, let's just move into that. I think it'll be interesting.
Than life, the I want to looks like am already a general understand out of the untitled about face. Begin of acing at a point of motion. How close is near to ace a face? What makes a face how close to near? Tundra net pace, just close enough makes. Faceless too close makes under-faced. Ceci n'est pas une face. Sec inest past une face. This is not a face. A face is like a rose. You have to be correlated to... Yeah. Waltzing down to change. When faced, a point is found in many others. Everything you face, not age that I'm writ portrait. When found, a point is brought out. You and it point by point tracks the fat of lines, yet faced marked distance. I'll always remember this painting because I couldn't see it. It was displayed at waist height behind a chair covered with glass but next to the window, so that glass caught the glare, unquote. Distance, a crossing that needs accidents, good fortune. A crossing that needs, does beck quite light unlike through each endpoint to bring focus to this and to that. Toddler, I think, when deaf doodling very necessary, really got a strong eyebrow at the end of interesting. Which point to face begins? A total part of what cannot be backtracked. Points to impact at the incline, neckline, beyond the implicated body limit. Ominous, orientalized, gave it back to the same where face corporal signals a bulk. A corpus, a conglomeration of means in relation to what face might be. Found as of at time. The way it was processed, was that of lasting relation to large face markers exacerbate the need? First a marker, then a collection. Face medallion, flower on the coif. Collects more figures, figurines. This is not a face. A face is like a rose. A face is like a red rose, like a parting, is likely to appear, likely to disappear. Hours face-like. Envisage brings on more. Like they would... You take your basically in your hands. Where do you feel? Actually, it takes not like... Take my face in my hands. I feel warmth. More insidious, more penetrating than likeness. The photograph sometimes makes appear what we never see in a real face, or in a face reflected in a mirror. A genetic feature, the fragment of oneself, or of a relative which comes from some ancestor. The photograph gives a little truth, on condition that it parcels out the body, unquote, page 103. I mean, a face is pulled off from bark, fig choking on the face, the scene of passing grid, a face is not a pose. This faces is a natural extension of the grid. Big error. Think about it. Another would have it. Figure prepares the face load. A face like a red, red rose. Parting light. A raised light. A spectacular hand like. This is not.
Bergvall, about face part one from Ubu Web Supervision. And we've been hearing two CDs, and it's been going on and on. I wish I could figure out how to turn the Burley on. This damn thing that runs the promos and PSAs and IDs, but I've got no clue. If it's not turned on, I don't know what's going on. So, Music Overheard, discs, edited by Damon Krukowski, CD1, curated by Bob Rainey, CD2, curated by Kenneth Goldsmith. You can find out more at ubu.com and follow links, and there's a whole bunch of audio art to be found on ubu.com. It's kind of what they do, and they're hosting a lot of video arts, too, of all sorts. And in the background, behind... Caroline Bergvall, and a little bit behind Matmos as well, is Ellen Fullman, Hiss Louder, And that's the track we've been hearing from her. We've got a little more information. Not that we have a lot of time left or anything, but we can get to some of that. Let's see here. Now I'm not finding it.
Oh my God.
Just a sec. Caroline Bergvall, About Face Part 1. First off, written piece about Face Part 1 is featured on in her recent text collection, Fig, from Salt in 2005. Caroline Bergvall is a poet and performance artist based in London, England. Books include Goan Atom and Eclat. And Rethought as an outline book for the Ubu Editions. Her most recent collection of poetic and performance pieces, Fig, was recently published. And her CD of readings and audio text via Poems, 1994 to 2004, from Rock Drill 8, is available through Carcanet. I don't know. As an artist, she has developed text performances as well as collaborative pieces with sound artists both in Europe and in North America, including the installation Little Sugar for Text Festival and Say Parsley at the Living Liverpool Biennial. And her critical work is largely concerned with emerging forms of writing, plurilingual poetry, and mixed media writing practices. She is a co-chair of MFA Writing Faculty, Milton Avery School of the Arts and Bard College, New York. And the track in the background, Ellen Fullman. And a little about that. It's called Hiss Louder. It's a 10-minute track. We've been hearing it under some of the things that we've been playing here. And Ellen Fullman, long-stringed instrument. In 1981 at her studio in Brooklyn, Ellen Fullman began developing her life work. A 70-foot long string instrument in which rosin-coated fingers brushed across dozens of metallic strings, producing a chorus of minimal organ-like overtones, which has been compared to the experience of standing inside an enormous grand piano. Fullman has recorded extensively with this unusual instrument and has collaborated with such luminary figures as composer Pauline Oliveros, the Kronos Quartet, and cellist Francis Marie Uiti. And that's pretty much wrapping us up here on my special feature on these two discs, Music Overheard. And Lips is the track playing in our ears at the moment. I'm going to be bringing some Ergophysmis to you in a while. I've also got some of the new Momus, which is interesting. Has some very interesting moments to it. Some of it very much like classic Momus, and some stuff like the newer Momus stuff that he's been doing, the more audio art-oriented things. He's a very interesting man. This is, I don't know, his 39th album or something? No, I don't know, something like... And then I don't know, we've got some things coming up, though, that, I don't know, what's in my sight here. I've still got this Women Take Back the Noise compilation in front of me I might get to. So, stay tuned, would you? And if you have anything to announce, it's number here is 822-2487. And online, citr.ca for you people if you want to check out podcasts of any of our shows later on or any point. Shh.
Thank you. On Thursday, April 12th, CITR 101.9 FM presents Live at Rocked Thursdays at the Plaza Club, featuring the Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, and High Life. For more information, visit www.clubzone.com.
The Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk, Thursday, April 12th at the Plaza. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM. It's a lot to spy, a strange winds blow.
To lust we're raging low. This is Lonnie Bristle. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
How are people saying this name? Bene Puillard? Puillard, I don't know. That is from Idle Tryouts, number 2, The Depths and the Seashore. Idle Tryouts, a double disc of a very interesting international, ghostly international CD, double CD from Ghostly International. Several artists on this compilation, including a few Canadians like Low Sill and Solvent, and oh god, there were some other ones. Anyway, lots of good stuff on here. Mobius Band, A Kill Memory Crash, Output Message, Sepia, A-Rock, and Twine, Tim Hecker. Tim Hecker, that's the other Canadian, I think. Lawrence and Mobius Band, I said that. But very nice compilation there. We heard Momus in there, Dr. Cat, before Benet, and Aki Milk. The name of the album from Momus, a new one. And I thought Momus had kind of dropped off the face of the earth. Well, now, you know, I knew he was still doing things, but I thought his he'd lost it. And Momus was one of the big acts in my life. And would take a bullet for any of those Momus, early Momus albums. And then I thought, well, he's turned into some sort of bizarre clown-like character. But he's back doing some very creative, interesting things. Maybe not writing as seriously as he once was, but still a very serious lyricist. Serious prankster lyricist, I guess you could say, you know, in some ways. Anyway, Yakety Yak. Aki Milk's the new one. Very nice. Ergo Fizmiz. Nose Points in Different Directions from the Womb Records label. And Pangolin, the name of the song from Ergo Fizmiz. Pangolin. And we started the show half hour's worth of Ubu Web's supervision. Different artists on the compilation double discs thing there. Should really tell you about things that are happening around town this month, and I got the new Discorder in my hands here. And I have yet to even look at what's going on here. It would behoove you to pick one up, though, at some of the cooler places around town and go over this yourself. But what do we have here? What is this? Kim Barlow CD release at the Media Club on the 1st? On Sunday, the 1st? And Pat Metheny and Brad Meldow. Is that how you say that? At the Orpheum, also on the 1st of April. Sunday. Carla and Windows 78 at the Media Club on the 2nd, and then on the 3rd, Tuesday, you have a Lisa Monique Band at the Media Club, and Mew will be playing Richards. Mew, M-E-U, Mew. And No Means No with Married to Music and the Jolts at the Red Room. Great Lake Swimmers at Richards on the 5th. And Ether's Void Under the Sun and The Good Sister at the Lamplighter. It's hard to read. Jackfruit, Matthew May, Madison Picnic, and Ideogram at the Media Club. The RAF and Make the Lion at the Media Club on the 7th. Oh, sorry, that Jackfruit and Matthew May and Madison's Panic and Ideogram. Ideogram at the Media Club on the 6th, that was. Okay, back to the 7th. RAF, Make the Lion at the Media Club. And also on the 7th, Rich Hope, Hung Jury, and Junior Major at the Railway. And also on the 8th, which is Sunday, the 8th, Sanctuary Sunday at the Red Room, Red Elves at the Railway, and Run Chico Run, The Robot Ate Me, and International Falls at the Lamplighter. see what, I'll just look through here and see what kind of highlights pop out in my eye. And there is a few. There is a few. The frames, the Constantines, and we'll play at the Plaza Club on the 12th, and also the frames on the 12th at the Red Room. And what's the one? What's the one I'm going to here? Yeah, but also, where's the show I'm going to? Where's the 5th here? It's not even on there. I can't believe it. Let me see, the 12th. Again, Silver Sun Pickups we're playing, and it's not even on our schedule. I don't know why. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists are on the 18th. Electric Six and Test Your Reflex and Night Kills the Day at Richards on the 23rd. Junior Boys are playing at the Red Room on the 22nd. And Peeping Tom at the Commodore. And Junior Boys again at Richards on the same day. I'm not sure how it's going to work, but double book there. This whole thing's making me real confused. There's a nice complete list of events at livemusicvancouver.com if you want to check out what's happening there. Exquisite Corpse Radio here on CITR, Canada's favorite radio show. And this is DJ Bleak serving you this evening at 9 o'clock. You'll be joined by Thunderbird Radio Hell, Canadian music and live bands and whatnot. And lots of fun will ensue, and drinks all around, and all that, and no charge. No charge. CITR Radio here, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We've got some Panda Bear listening to a late night radio the other night and heard Panda Bear playing this from this album, Person Pitch. And I'm going to be playing track 5 from this one, which is a 12 minute song, almost 13 minute song. And I believe it's called Carrots. It sure looks like it's called Carrots anyway. So let's play this Panda Bear track and really delve into it, because I know it's long, and it's not just an excuse to go to the bathroom and flirt with the girls outside and all. It's good to, for what I heard, it was one of the long tracks, and it serves you well to listen to one of these long tracks. They're very interesting. So Carrots, without further ado, thank God. We'll be right back.
races, burn the surface of my skin. Come on, baby.
from the Women Take Back the Noise CD number 3, Vociferous. Suzanne Quincy, Dear Daniel, in here for you. That's music to my ears. Totally. Totally. Purest Spiritual Pigs. Before that, Burnt Through, the name of the track from a self-titled release. Thanks for that one, guys. Panda Bear doing Carrots from Person Pitch. Rather new thing from Panda Bear there. We've got just a few more minutes left for you here, so let's do some announcements.
What is that?
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
On Thursday, April 12th, CITR 101.9 FM presents Live at Rocked Thursdays at the Plaza Club, featuring the Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Ladyhawk. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, and High Life. For more information, visit www.clubzone.com.
The Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Ladyhawk, Thursday, April 12th at the Plaza. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM. Strange winds blow.
And Thunderbird Radio Hell coming up next. And going to leave you with some Tape Beatles now. And I forgot the name of the track. I think it's Microphone on Fire or something like that. Anyway, it's been nice visiting with you again this week. And remember, the future is bleak.
Hello?
Yes, you're on air.
Hi, I have a request.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could put on the sound of a burning microphone. I've always wanted to hear the sound of a flaming microphone.
You want, okay, you want the sound of a burning, a microphone that's burning on fire?
Yeah, a microphone that's burning in flames.
Okay, yeah, I think we can do that. We'll put our lab technicians to work on that right away. So keep on listening, and we'll try to get that on for you a little later. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
What is your book made of?
My book is made of metal. My key is made of paper.
What is your book made of?
My book is made of gold. My watch is made of linen.
What are shoes made of?
Shoes are made of silver and steel.
What is the house made of? The house is made of a head, a body, and limbs. The roof is my eyes. The ceiling is my ears. The wall is my nose.